Like a topic or like a, just how you want to start it?
It's a little bit of both, Mike, nah, you know?
Go for it.
No, dog, you cannot come in here.
All right, boys. Welcome back.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Tammy, before we started recording, you said you had a topic, so why don't you start us off?
Dude, you ruined my segue. Things got interesting. Damn. Things got fucking heated. Last episode.
Last
so
episode.
I thought.
But Tammy and I have kissed and we made up after.
And I thought. And
I put them
gonna,
into couples counseling.
We're going to start it off light.
Light.
And it's just going to be something simple, boys. Just something to get, you know, everything rolling.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's
yeah,
hear
what's your favorite cereal, man?
My favorite cereal?
What's your favorite cereal, Mike?
What is this?
Man.
I just want to know. You know? The people want to know.
People have been asking. What have they been requesting?
All right.
What you munching on these mornings?
I went through a change.
Whoa.
As a kid, obviously, like the more chocolatey, the better.
Oh,
so
you
like,
went chocolate?
So I was like a Cocoa Pebbles kid.
Ooh.
But as I grew up and as I grow older and wiser, I really fuck with Honey Nut Cheerios.
What the ass?
Dude, it's
Mike.
Good.
Sick fuck. I knew it was you.
You're
get,
a sick
get
fuck.
Get out of here.
Hang on.
It's
hang
good.
On. Disgusting. I have a follow-up question for that. That I don't even know, have a word for that, dude.
What?
Do you eat them dry or with milk?
Well, if I have the chance to do it with milk, I'll do it with milk.
Oh!
Wait,
what?
I had a...
Well, Tammy, I was on your side, but now I'm going to get that with Mike.
Nah, hear me out, because Mike had that giant box when you had those
yeah,
Honey Nut Cheerios.
This motherfucker set me up, because he knew I like Honey Nut Cheerios. What the hell? I've been framed.
How the fuck did you figure that out?
We lived together, and I remember one night you got like, I don't know if he ever told you this, just like. One night, he got, like, stupid high.
Very.
Stupid high. And then I remember waking up, or, like, the next day, I saw, like, my Cheerios was gone. And, like, Tam stumbles out of his room. He's like, hey, Mike, don't get mad at me, but yesterday I got so high. I just grabbed whatever I could see, and I saw your Cheerios on the counter, and I ate
those
it.
Those Cheerios were fucking, they're good, dry.
He
no
just
milk.
Roasted me for like
Damn.
A Cheerios. What is this?
Switch inside.
What
big
is
time.
This?
Dude, I wouldn't like put
good.
That on my top cereal, man, you
it's
know?
Good.
What is your top?
Dude, if we're talking eating dry cereal, CT Crunch all the way.
That's good either way.
That's
so my
that's not bad. I'll
no,
give
that's,
you that.
That's
I'll
my favorite.
I think it's like the most unhealthy, but it's the best.
I don't think it's the most unhealthy.
I feel like there's
side so note,
much sugar on it.
Side note, I feel like anything with like marshmallows and stuff.
Marshmallows,
that's
yeah, chocolate,
bad.
Yeah.
They don't even taste good anymore. As a kid, Lucky Charms were great, but now they're just, I can't
nah,
eat
I just
no. cereal.
I get sick.
Yeah,
I actually
yeah.
get sick.
It's
I don't,
disgusting.
I don't, it's too much, man. Like, even chocolate cereal, I don't even like it that much.
I know.
Either.
I don't know. The Cocoa Pebbles, I feel,
dude,
like, they got soggy, dude. I was a Cocoa
Puffs.
Dude,
chocolate
kid.
Cereal rips the top of your mouth.
Really?
Like, yeah, bro. Like, if I eat Cocoa Puffs, bro, my fucking mouth is just shredded.
Oh, okay, actually, no, yeah, you're
dude,
right.
Dude,
it's a rough cereal.
Yeah,
it's so
it really
good.
Is.
Yeah,
fucking
I
good.
Agree, though. It's like, for Cocoa Pebbles, like, you have to eat that fast. Otherwise,
yeah.
it gets soggy. And
yeah,
that
and it's not
annoying.
A good soggy either.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like, if it gets soggy, it's still kind of fine.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
like, you're just eating little shriveled up bullshit then if your Cocoa
yeah.
Pebbles get, ugh.
I couldn't
what's
stand
your,
that.
What's your guys' thoughts on Frosted Flakes?
Yeah,
I don't like
that's,
them.
That's my favorite too. I like that and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I don't,
are my two go-tos.
They're so tasteless to me.
Really?
I don't taste.
You gotta
anything.
Add sugar to them. And then
I know
fire.
I did, and then it's just I just eating sugar and bland.
Mm.
Like they don't combine well for me at all.
Fair enough.
I don't get it, man. I don't get that tiger fucker.
That tiger fucker.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. I don't get it. He just
nah,
don't make sense.
But
to me.
They're great.
They're not.
I like them. They're
really
my favorite.
Not. If you can buy for... anything else, don't buy my Frosted Flakes,
dude.
Just don't.
Honey Nut Cheerios, guys.
Maybe consider Honey Nut Cheerios. Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, it's something that
but
you,
not with milk.
It's something that you'll like once you get older.
Did you? This might be confessions for me, but do you ever drink Noah's almond milk?
Noah's almond milk.
Almond milk actually pretty good.
I mean, I've never tried it, but I wouldn't be against it,
dude. It's actually I
you telling
it.
Me honey nutted on these Cheerios? A little sus to me. I don't know about you guys, but honey nut Cheerios.
Dude.
Kind of sus.
It's just the right amount of nut, though, so it tastes good.
That's sus.
It's good. It's good, man. It's good. I can't deny it.
Yeah. I thought we'd figure, you know, start it out light, you know?
Yeah, now you stood off a little bit too, like, with no controversy.
Yeah.
And now I
no, there's some controversy here. Dude roasted me, and now he's like, with milk?
Yeah, Tammy is pinning himself. He's painting himself as the villain of the podcast.
How dare you?
Every episode, he takes himself into the villain hole. What? Guys, this is the callback from episode 2 when I was talking about who would be a superhero or a villain, and as
that's
a Tammy would be
dude.
A villain,
true.
And now he's proving himself as the villain
in every episode.
That's what we call in the industry a callback, everybody.
Oh, I would like to. I would like a little mini segue. I would like to revisit that little superhero thing
because
I remember I said I would be probably like an anti-hero.
Mm-hmm.
I take that back. I think I would just be a straight hero.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, big hero,
big
man.
Hero. No, like I just like we were specifically like Red Dead. Like, you
okay,
know, you
yeah.
know those missions that it's like you get the choice to either be an outlaw or a gunslinger.
You're
or
telling
whatever.
Me you feel torn when you make the evil choice? Like, you feel
bro,
bad?
Bro, there's a mission that you can let four dudes get hit by a train.
Really?
We did that mission.
Wait, what Tammy?
The fuck?
And
really?
I got outvoted.
Yeah, we let them all get run over.
Okay, I'm like... He's laughing about it. He's so used to it that he forgot about it.
He said, wait, we all did that together? I thought that was just
gonna
me.
Say I felt nothing.
But yeah, no, like it was like it was in that moment where I'm
you
like
felt remorse yeah, for these people.
Really?
It was in that moment where I'm like realized like, yeah, I don't think I could even be like an anti-hero. I felt bad.
Really?
I was like, I felt bad against four random computer generated characters.
Two AI or four AIs.
That's why like when Mike goes plays by himself, all of a sudden his honor is at max.
Yeah, it
like,
stays at max.
You get back, and Mike's like, guys, I'm max on it. We're like, dude, we're fucking outlaws. What the hell's wrong with you?
I just like being a good guy. Just,
went behind our back to be a good person. Are you kidding me?
How dare you?
We rob a person, and then later that session,
Mike,
we return
Mike
it.
Gives us share back. Slips it in his pocket while he's sleeping.
I'm sorry.
Gives him more. But
yeah, I just wanted to retcon that my previous answer.
Wanted to change your past up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Change your story arc.
Go back in there and fix the lore.
It didn't feel right.
It wasn't canon.
We had to correct it.
Yeah.
So now, but in a way, that's a good thing because now we got Tam the villain, Jordan the anti-hero, who's like in the middle ground, and then we got me who is the good guy.
And we have also. Fuck, I don't know words today. We've also alluded to the two podcasts in this one podcast, which
that's
means
crazy.
Now they have to listen to three.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys haven't listened to it, then get the fuck out. Stop listening to this one. Go listen to those ones and listen to them in order because it's all a canon storyline.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a plot. We got to go through all the pieces.
Right. The crazy thing is it actually is. It's mm-hmm. in order mm-hmm. because that is how things work.
And you can pretty much just listen to it straight through and it's all just one big podcast.
Yeah, sure. It's like we never left off. Like
are you at work?
Record them all
are
at
you,
the same time.
At work? Just pop the podcast on.
Okay, Mike. Okay. No, your advertising.
We only got like four episodes.
He's got his ad read. He's like, are you guys bored at work? I feel like a little depressed.
Are you hungry?
Pop on the podcast.
Do you like the taste of honey? Honey Nut Cheerios is up.
Oh, man.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Well, guys, the Capitol building got fucked up a couple of days ago. Did you guys hear about that?
It did.
Nah, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dan was at the front lines. He's like, I don't even believe in this shit. Let's go. I'm just here for the thrill.
Fighting and violence,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Tam, you got the first plane ticket to DC. He's like, they're doing what?
Without me?
He calls his boss. I feel a little sick.
A sick for vengeance.
Yeah, but that was pretty fucked up.
No, that's crazy. Like normally I don't like, I don't really go on Twitter that much.
Mm-hmm.
But like that day, I was just
dude. That's
I kept
I was
on
too.
Going back to it. I'm like just seeing the updates and like the new videos and mm-hmm. photos that was like posted. I'm like
that's what I was doing. I was watching something with Jake. I think we're watching Survivor or something.
Yeah, I was watching a lot. I was watching a Twitch stream.
Yeah,
like, I'm like
and
I'm trying to watch.
I know
have a good time.
I know.
But my eyes kept on mm-hmm. going back to
and
Twitter. I'm like, dude,
I kept missing things. I kept asking Jake like, what's going on? I'm like. Kind of some serious like world events going on right now.
Yeah,
that's going to be in textbooks in 10 years. Which also another recall back to a previous episode where we were talking about like in a couple of years what's going to be fucked like that we're doing normally. Mm. Like, think about the textbooks in like 15 years for like schools, and all the shit we're living through right now is going to be in all of these chapters of these textbooks that kids are learning about, but we got to fucking live that shit.
That's true.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, but
it'd be like a long time though, right? We won't be around to see it.
It depends, because I remember there was
that's kind of true.
You're right, but like we won't get to fully enjoy it.
We'll be old. We'll be grandparents, how our grandparents were telling us about like their world wars and stuff like that.
We'll do, and then it'll become textbooks and shit.
But no, it'll be because like we're still learning about events, people who are still alive to tell the tales.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like probably 50 or 60 years.
I don't think
we
experienced anything as crazy as like the Holocaust, so.
Dude, the coronavirus?
I don't know, man. I think it's one big.
I'll give him that like we haven't gone through like a world.
Yeah, thing. Yet. Like, okay, you guys are talking optimistic here.
For how old we're in our 20s, mm-hmm. so like for how old we are now, and like we've been through quite a few.
Just
stuff.
Even the last 4 years is going to be a whole chapter in its own.
Right. It will be interesting. Yeah,
it's crazy, dude. It's like you think about it, like.
I mean, we're still, like, we're just talking about, like, recent events. Like, mm-hmm. we still, like, we were alive for, like, 9/11 and stuff.
Well, that's already in textbooks, though.
But, yeah, I'm just saying, like, what we've lived mm-hmm. through, though.
Right.
You know? Like.
Because, like, that's already a big thing that's in textbooks. I'm trying to think of anything else that really, I mean, there's Iraq wars and stuff like that.
What makes it go into, I guess, because it has a big impact would be why it goes into textbooks.
It's history.
Yeah, but, like, how old does it have to be considered, like, textbook history material?
I guess it depends on the class. If it was like U.S. history, I feel like the bar is lowered on what makes it mm-hmm.
oh true, and they could just like hint at kind
yeah.
of the stuff.
But
I
if it's like
that,
world
okay.
history information, then it has to be like very significant. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I don't know if world history, but it'd be history for sure.
It'll be American history for
corona
sure.
Will be world history for
definitely,
sure.
definitely the pandemic and
yeah. And then yeah, I guess whatever fucking shit happened here.
But yeah, the recent Capitol stuff, that's probably going to be like in the U.S. history
for sure.
Or like
yeah.
U.S. Gov.
Yeah, definitely, man. And all the Trump presidency and all that stuff.
So
the
stupid.
Coronavirus. What's stupid?
Everything. Just everything, man. It's just so dumb.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it's really fucked.
It's like
the entire situation.
It's already been such stressful times, and now it's just getting
mm-hmm.
even more stressed.
Dude, there's just so much shit going on. You can't even keep track. It's fucked, man. It's crazy. Just like, there's little things like, they discovered aliens. Did you guys even hear about
that?
Yeah,
and then
we're swept under the fucking rug because of all this other shit that's going on.
Whoa, hold on. I didn't hear about this alien stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Also,
they confirmed it.
They confirmed aliens and a chance of parallel universes.
All right.
I didn't remember that one.
Yeah. They were like, they said that they've got like, They're getting information on like parallel or alternate dimensions
dude,
as well.
Dude, there's all it,
and I'm
oh
like,
God,
fuck.
Dude.
I'm like, what? There's so much going on right now.
Way too many new information. Yeah. Let's talk about the aliens real quick. Like, what evidence did they find? Obviously,
video and pictures and
like,
stuff.
For the record, I already believed in aliens. Mm-hmm. Universe is way too big
to
not
just
be
for
aliens.
Us.
But
yeah,
I just
give me a break.
Yeah, but I just like, so they got like a video?
Or? Yeah, Tom DeLonge's research fucking for the Stars Academy.
And then there was, they also like, I think, I don't remember if it was NASA or who came out, but they like came out and were just like straight up, aliens landed at this time, we made contact, like,
shit.
And they released all the stuff and they're just like that. Shit. So they're just like, yeah, you guys were all kind of guessing it. Here you go.
That's dope.
And they just threw it out.
That's dope.
I didn't hear about that. I just heard about the Navy finding the ship. But
I think that it was a Navy and not NASA. Then?
It was just the Navy saw it. They didn't see him land or see actual aliens.
One of
they
them
just
was
saw
like
the,
they made
the UFO, like the unidentified flying object.
I think
whatever.
What happened is they released every single alien story.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's that one, and then there's a few others, and then like there was also one where they made communication, or I don't remember how it went, but they thought we made communications like a signal coming back. And then it turned out it was like a one of those big superstars that was like giving it off. But they also discovered superstars, so or whatever it was.
If we ever like actually like soon make contact with aliens, do you think they're gonna fucking hate us?
Yeah,
dude, they're gonna hate us because we're gonna hate them. There's like no way.
I think they already know everything about us. I think like they're way ahead of us and they know everything that they know about us. They're watching us, but we're just not smart enough to see them,
like,
you know?
So many theories that I read, and it's like hard to pick one to run with.
Mm-hmm.
Cause there's also the theory that like we are the most intelligent, and like you I don't just have to build your way out.
I don't know, man.
But I do agree with Mike that if aliens ever landed, there'd be that whole whole part of the world who are like, fuck you, like treating them like minorities.
Yeah, no, like, I was about to say, we can't even get our own shit together with our own race.
Yeah, like there's just going to be no way that we're going to make peace right away. Because we're going to be...
If it's like Rick and Morty where like the aliens like move into Earth or whatever, do you guys ever see like clips of that episode?
No.
It got so fucked. Like their civilization just like moved in, so it was a mix of human and aliens. I could not imagine that here.
I could. I mean, that's like, kind it'd of be crazy. That. Like, I imagine that'd be really fucking sick.
That'd be wild.
Like a test city to just, like see if it's even
possible. I don't even know why they'd even come here, honestly.
Yeah, like, they really don't need to be
here.
They got their own shit.
They're way all over the place. They got all kinds.
Or they're
of
like
shit.
Us, and they're just like they also hate parts of their own race, and they're just not ready either.
It's like a different version of
America. Yeah, exactly. There's your parallel Earth, except they're all aliens.
Yeah, the aliens are just all Americans. Yeah, and there's the whole like MAGA fucking planet, and they're all like.
See, the way how I see it is, if like, obviously in a perfect world, it would be like the aliens show themselves, they come peaceful, and then we reply peacefully.
And then we fuck them.
Whoa. That's like the perfect world. But it's like, I feel like it's more likely if they come peacefully, we're going to respond aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
Or worst case scenario, they just go out, they introduce themselves aggressively, and we get like glass.
Sup, motherfuckers.
Our planet gets like glassed or some shit.
Yeah, literally. God. That's, yeah, if we even try to fight with them, they're going to blow us up. They will.
Like,
and imagine, like, the first place aliens come is America.
Fuck that.
Not a chance.
Anywhere. And it's just like, we show any sign of like, fuck you. We're going to get.
They're like, fuck us. Fuck me.
That continent is gone. It's gonna be,
and the thing is, like, aliens probably don't speak English.
Yeah, we're going to be, who the fuck are you? And they're just going to be like, we're like, fuck you. I don't speak that Middle Eastern gibberish.
I don't speak Mexican. Oh God!
Going back to what you said about like humankind being like the smartest. Like, I just don't believe that.
I don't really believe it either.
The fact that they would have like the technology to even come to our planet,
and we can't even get to the planet over next to us.
Like we'd be
or fucked. The moon.
We'd be fucked.
I guess it depends because like the theory on like when it starts, you know. Like, if everyone started at the same time, like, Earth was born at the same time as, like, the alien planet, then technically we would be on, like, the same path, you know? So it's possible they're also not smart enough. But then you could argue, like, oh, aliens have been around for billions of years.
Maybe.
And they were, like, they're already gone through this stage. I think that's the main argument, if I remember it right. I'm also
maybe
just pulling it off
the top
of my head. I think
it also depends on, like, resource-wise.
Yeah, resources and humans are like...
But if aliens were before us, they would have figured it out already, and we're just like a few years off.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
But also humans just can't fucking get along. So if they somehow can all get along, then they've already got the fucking upper hand on us. Because we can't fucking agree on anything.
I guess it depends, because we're still... I mean, we do a lot. Because like, I guess the NASA side...
We do a lot. I just...
Like, not everything's all bad, because like, I feel like there are still like good... like alliances, I guess, to where everyone's trying to get to space or whatever.
I definitely think in recent years we've definitely made more bigger leaps in technology.
I think so too,
and stuff, but I definitely don't think we're at that level.
No, we're definitely not.
I don't know. It's a fun thing to talk about, whether or not we can take on aliens or
whether we're going to be flying space cars soon, you know.
The flying cars,
dude. Callback.
Another callback. Anyways, another segue here. Speaking of space travel, Elon Musk has officially become the richest man in America,
dude,
or in the world.
Good
I think it's the world. I don't know.
Good stuff.
But it's Jeff Bezos, and Elon Musk just fucking took him out because Tesla stock fucking skyrocketed.
Damn,
so that being said, guys, we have the richest man. The fucking meme lord.
Yeah, right.
Elon Musk. That's kind of exciting. Because Bezos is a bald creep.
Bezos just sucks, too.
Yeah.
Don't even get
Bezos
fucking
is
started
fucking
on Amazon.
Greedy bastard. And Elon's like, yeah, let's fucking go to Mars.
You know, like, I'm in like a weird way. Like, I'm actually glad that the richest man happens to be someone who's like in the field of technological advances.
Yeah,
and
dude.
Stuff.
Same. And like, kind of going in the right direction towards like, just like
the future.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Real.
Yeah, like don't get me wrong, he's did some questionable stuff. Yeah, or
he's a fucking he's a piece of shit too.
But like at least he's doing something productive, mm-hmm. I guess.
And he gives a lot of his money away.
Yeah,
he gives a lot of money to
and spends like all of it on his space program,
dude.
I thought,
straight
too.
Up. Like his space programs, his cars, all of his solar powered, like, dude, he's got Tesla has solar powered roofs. So, like, you put like a solar panel on your,
what
like, as shingles as your roof, and it powers your house.
That's crazy.
That is, it's like 12 grand. That's it.
Dude.
That's fucking sweet. I thought about doing it to this
house. I want
house,
a Tesla.
Like, this is not my house. I'm not doing it here. But, dude, I really want a Tesla, and I really want the solar. Like, when I buy a house someday, I'm definitely doing
that.
I
want to redo the flamethrower thing. I miss that wave.
I know, dude.
I really want one.
How much were they? $500?
Yeah, I would easily pay that.
Dude, do you think anybody ever – do you think people still have them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably. Like,
it's kind of a gimmick.
They probably don't use it, but
right.
they have
work,
it as, like,
man.
A
mm-hmm. – I would probably –
a talking piece.
I wouldn't get rid of it.
They have it on
I
their,
would
like,
not get rid of it.
That,
yeah, dude, that is a fucking.
They're probably on eBay for like a shit ton of money.
Oh, definitely.
I bet you.
Yeah, I bet you could look it up and find it out because, dude, that's a collector's item, dude.
Dude.
Like, they'll probably never make those again.
Oh, I want one.
It makes me think of like what other kind of fucked up gimmicky bullshit he can come up with. Because if he came up with the flamethrower, or not a flamethrower, which is fucking hilarious. Like, what other bullshit things he could just throw on there for sale and would just sell out immediately.
And then fund his space program so he'd get to Mars.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's
That's crazy.
Also, I really want him to do that train, that, like...
the underground tunnel?
Actually, no, because it's only for Teslas, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so weird, right? Shouldn't he just build, like, train cars?
I think it makes more sense for Tesla.
Yeah, I guess...
Because why would you try...
It's more practical that way, because then he just has to build the tunnels.
Well, no, yeah, because if a Tesla's built the exact same way, mm-hmm. he can just take the specs for one car.
Yeah.
Imagine if you tried to, like, oh, this guy's driving a monster truck, because people do that.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not just talking, like, tunnels. I wish he put, like, it was a railway. Like underneath the ground, so that you could just travel from fucking Wisconsin to Maine
that's
in like
40. Oh, like a giant underground train.
Yeah, just a train, like a railway underneath the ground, because like it's just a tunnel, right?
That'd be cool too. Yeah, but then you're not in the comfort of your own Tesla.
That's true too. that is fair as well. But trains
you have
can
to
be pretty comfortable.
Share a train compartment with people.
I mean, that
know?
Shit's pretty comfortable too. But like, I really am in full support of just
they probably
just a big
will
railway.
Build a giant railway eventually.
Like, there was this concept. It was just like this railway system that went across the whole United States, dude. And I'm like, why are we not funding this, dude? Like, sure, you can fly, but, dude, planes are horrible for the fucking earth. And trains, you could just fucking just, dude, it's so fast. And it's so fucking cool.
Are trains better? I guess it depends what kind of train, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming they're better just because. I mean, obviously, like, it's not like a steam train, like
the old Western
ones.
It'd be like a modern
It's probably
one.
Run off, like, electric. It's electric trains now.
I gotta imagine
how the fuck do those work?
I gotta imagine it would actually, like, probably be, like, cheaper in the long run,
uh-huh,
too.
Cheaper as well. Maybe it's a little longer, though.
How do the trains go? Do they fucking, is the Trek, like, electrified? Or, like, what goes on?
Yeah.
Or is the entire vehicle?
I think that's how Amtrak is. It's, like,
is
electric.
That what it is?
Yeah. I don't know, though. I don't
also
know.
Also, just be, like, electric trains running all
mm-hmm,
over.
Which is...
Yeah.
Fucking nice. That's super good.
Couldn't run them on solar though, on the ground.
Well, I don't know if
slap a bunch of panels.
I don't.
On the overground.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know if this concept was necessarily underground or not. I know this was something else, but
I would
want
it underground.
It might be underground,
dude.
Just because you could travel from place to place
so fast.
That
would freak me the fuck out.
Remember our old Minecraft world? We had like the sky bridge.
Yeah, bridges are the way to go. Not just underground.
We have like. A sky train system.
Yes.
travels.
That would be awesome.
That would be
like
amazing.
Like a fucking, what are those called? Like the Wayne family and Batman, they've got them. What are those fucking things called?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, it's just elevated trains.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the fuck they're... Monorails.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a monorail. But you could not take a monorail from state to state.
I think you could.
I don't know how fast they are. Are they fast?
We can make them faster.
It depends.
We're not talking about your Minecraft cards.
The trick is to put it under dry ice.
You
zoom.
Really slide.
Yeah, dude. I'm all for that kind of thing. Fucking just travel. Because, I mean, like, we can drive, like, wherever. But, dude, that's just so exhausting. And you could just get in a train and go from point A to point B so fast.
Well, I agree with you. That would be dope. It's like,
because we drove to Indiana and stuff like that. Like, we're not afraid to get in the car and just drive.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the trains.
Why?
I just don't like trains. I guess. I mean, I don't know.
I feel like Tammy has to disagree with every point.
No, I just want
to. Let me ask you, are you not a fan of, like, the concept of trains itself? Or
I don't
do you just, like, not like public transportation?
That, and I don't like riding passenger either. I just like control.
Fair enough.
And I don't, I like, even planes. I guess planes I'm okay with just because, like, I don't actually know. I could learn to fly a plane, and I could that's my complex going on.
I'm going to get my own pilot's license.
It's just like not fully trusting the people because you're like, okay, he is trained, he did go, so I do trust him there. But at the same time, he's just a dude, and if he does some dumb thing, I can't. It's not on me.
Dude,
I just
flying
have to
a
live
plane
it.
Is super fucking easy, and flying driving a train is literally you can't fuck it up because
you don't even
tracks.
Drive it, dude. Yeah, you just hit go, but.
I don't know. There was an Amtrak that derailed once, and it was fucking scary, but...
Yeah, that would be yikes if a giant fucking...
Yeah, I feel like a train's biggest problem, I guess it would be for, like, any sorts of transportation, is just, like, environmental hazards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if, like...
Fucking a moose! That's why if it's underground, there's nothing in the way, man. That shit just goes.
But you're up ground, and a fucking cow stumbles up onto the tracks. Or those little pranksters put a penny on the tracks, and a demon... You guys ever try that?
No.
Really? Oh, because, like, across the street from Noah's house, there's that train tracks.
Yeah.
And we used to, like, because we heard, like, the, if you put a quarter or you put a coin on the train tracks, it'll derail the train. So we were like, should we do this? And Noah's guys, no, it'll fuck up my house. And we put a little quarter on the track, and we ran away. He was, like, crying. He's like, dude,
my fucking
house is going to get destroyed. And then it just, the vibration of the tracks just made the fucking thing fall off. And we're like,
I've never tried that.
Just so funny, but it's such a stupid rumor. I don't know how that started, but that's just so funny to me. But, and then Nolo, I was like sixth grade, so, you know, he was
poor guy.
Fucking terrified that his house was going to get destroyed by a train. He had to tell his parents why.
I put a quarter.
It's okay, no, you live in a brick house. The fucking, it's fine. The bricks are stronger than a train.
Nah, man. Nice!
I got real quick, real fast.
I was about to say something, I literally just looked, because I was like, how long could we go?
In silence? I'll edit it out.
Nah, leave it.
Oh, no, I don't want to leave that air.
No, it's fine. Mike?
Yeah, what's
I think there's a reason you're here.
There's a reason I'm
and
here?
And I think it's to show, I think, your most amazing talent to the world.
What's
and I would I would like to demonstrate that now.
Hold on. What's my talent?
Take those pants off, Mike.
Ah! Just get a thumping sound on the table.
You're known for your scenarios.
My scenarios?
And it has been, I was thinking about it, and I was like, it has honestly been some of the best I've ever heard.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the 500, like here, I'll just try to make one up, but it's probably not going to be good.
Fair enough.
I think, okay, hang on. I had one in my head I made up the other day. It's, okay, you get $10,000, okay?
Okay.
But you are banned from flying ever again.
Flying ever again.
How much money?
But you get 10 grand.
10 grand to never fly again?
Yep.
Mike, how often do you even fly right now?
I have,
but like, that's what I'm saying. You don't probably fly now,
but in the future,
if you need to get out like across country fast time, you are banned.
Well, hopefully, in the future, the train will be built.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my money and I'm gonna invest it.
He's gonna donate it to the fucking railway, $10,000. But thanks, it's pocket change for us,
dude. I actually would. Denied, even if it was a higher amount, because like
how high would it have to be? Because I know my number.
It would.
Yeah, what's your price to never fly anywhere again?
Yeah,
realistically,
Mike, think about it. If you ever want to go to fucking Japan or anything,
you're gonna have to take a boat.
You gotta take
like,
a fucking boat.
Yeah, no, that's my point. Like, I've like contemplated like moving there to live there or something like that. If
I
can't
even happen, bitch.
Take a boat.
Because well, then here's my thought process: is like you give me like 500 grand or something, set me up for life. I never have to leave again. I could just retire.
Well, yeah, that's another good point. Like I would have to like
it'd have
ask
to be
for, like
a lot.
Yeah, I would probably ask for high like 100 grand or like high 700 grand or something like that.
Way up.
Or like maybe closer to $1 million or some shit. Just because like.
Just imagine you go back into the airport, like you change your mind and they're like, get the fuck out.
The opportunity of a lifetime, yeah. But it's in Europe. And I'm like, no.
You have tomorrow.
Like, yeah, Elon Musk just messages me like, I want you to take over my business when I'm gone.
I want you to fly the space shuttle to Mars.
But, but I need but you I to can't. Sign this paperwork in Hawaii. Like, it's not even, like, far away. It's just, like...
It's in a rowboat.
Mr. Musk.
Mr. Musk.
I can think of a scenario.
Hit me, Mike.
Give me like, talk amongst yourself real quick. I'm being put on the spot here.
Hey, I think my price would be like $5 million.
$5 million
to never fly again, dude. I really want to travel.
That makes sense.
I really want to travel.
It would definitely have to be a high.
That's
amount
a lot.
Me.
Yeah, $5 million. It's like. Yeah, I can deal with that. Like, oh, I don't need to go to fucking
that's true.
Wherever across the ocean. I can still travel amongst the U.S. But
and just live
in Canada. But
Canada.
Can't fly again. That's a huge like sacrifice.
Yeah, it'd be nice now because I don't plan flying anywhere for a long time.
Yeah,
a couple of years pass and you're like, oh.
Yeah, I really want to see a bunch of places and I don't want to drive there and stuff like that.
True,
that's,
dude. I want to see
like a boat,
like fucking Stonehenge.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I want to see cool things. Sick. I really want to go to Japan someday.
Japan is going to be sick.
I'm telling you, man. We gotta make a trip.
I agree. We need to take a Japan trip.
Go for it.
I want to learn a little bit of Japanese
first.
How much
does that cost?
It depends. But honestly,
like plane tickets are probably decent. But then where do we go?
Well, once you get there, I think, I don't remember where it was. I think it was like Dubai, like India. American currency there is literally like times 10.
Oh, like, that's true, yeah. So it's like cheap.
Dude, so fucking cheap.
There's also like, they also have like,
I don't know if that's
travel
accurate,
packages where it's like, if you plan on like staying
okay,
there for like a week or something like that,
you,
like,
where
like
someone?
You want to see like all the sites, they have like these like passes where you can like take the trains and like,
ooh.
It'll take you to each location.
That's actually really cool. Oh, so you just like book a little mini vacation through like an agency?
That's why like, if I do want to have a trip there, for me, it would be like a week trip or something.
Right.
Just so I can like, go
see
everywhere,
all.
See everywhere.
That's true.
Because I think
yeah.
that would be super fun.
I know, dude. I really want to fucking go there. But like I said, I really want to learn some Japanese before I go there. Just because, like, I don't know how common English is around there. Because I know English is pretty hard to learn, I guess. But
it's just a dumb language from what I hear.
English?
Yeah.
From what you hear?
From what I hear, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
All right. I got a little scenario for you. If
yes.
you guys are ready.
I'm so ready.
All right. So you get 10 grand a month. A month.
Deal.
Holy shit, a payment.
But,
nice.
But once a month as well, a random bone in your body breaks.
What the fuck?
Every month.
Do they heal after they break after the month?
It heals. It
oh
heals.
Oh, my God.
But
the
once
fuck?
A month. Somewhere in your body, a bone will break.
Imagine your fucking leg breaks, and
like,
then the next month comes the same bone in your leg.
Like it could be, it could be
neck
like
your back breaks,
yeah,
and you're
exactly,
paralyzed.
Exactly, like you can.
It's a gamble.
It could be either like your finger, or it
holy
could be like some part
shit.
Of your spine or something. That being said, whatever breaks, it won't do like permanent damage. So
it'll
like
heal.
you won't like be paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of your life or something.
You'll just have to mend the
it's
broken
just,
bone.
For that month.
That
like,
means you
like,
always 100% of the time have a cast on.
Probably, yeah. But
you'd be
also,
like that weird girl in like fifth grade
yeah.
who's always like got crutches.
Yeah.
But you have the 10 grand to like obviously you probably won't need the 10 grand to pay for the entire medical bill, but I would imagine you have to pace use some
yeah,
of it
and then you
for
just live life in a cast like maybe this month you can't walk next month you can't use your right arm
yeah
it's like you'll never have full function.
10 grand a month
10 though. Grand a month though
I can't take that
no
man but that's
100 ooh. Grand a year
yeah but, that,
grand?
But you're like
that's what it is 120 grand a year
oh
because there's 12
oh months. I thought you were talking about the total
yeah there's 12 months so like 120
dude, but you're out of commission 100% of the time. Like, hey,
this,
man,
what do you have
go
to do? You don't have to work.
Hey, man, you want to go skydiving today?
Can't. My fucking arm.
I'm in a cast.
Sorry, man. I broke my kneecap the other day.
What about fucking next month? Can't, man. My foot. Well, I don't know what it'll be.
You wait for an opportunity. It's like, oh, I broke my pinky finger.
Oh, that's
this
true.
This is the skydiving month.
Then you do everything. Yeah.
This is the month where I can get wild.
You can't sleep the 31st every month. You're
you're staring at your watch like any minute now. Some dumb shit's going to happen.
At midnight, you just scream.
You doze it off. I was like, my pelvic bone.
The first of every month is just a blood-curdling scream.
Dude, I would have to have like some of my friends like spending the night with me every 31st.
You'd have
31st.
To hire like a nurse.
Yeah. Just so they can like take
aware,
it to the
was aware of your condition.
Yeah. Yeah. I just like this one dude, he keeps coming to the hospital at the end of every month. I don't know what he's doing.
It's always something fucked. Yeah. Either it's a wrist or
he just walks in limping in a wheelchair.
That's so fucked. Like, dude, you got really bad luck.
All right, like, there's this one time he walked in normally, but as soon as the clock struck 12, all of a sudden some random wheelchair or like some random gurney came out and like took his legs out and he broke his leg.
Wait, so
some event has to happen to break the bone? It doesn't just randomly snap?
Does it not just, like, as soon as the clock turns midnight, does it not just break? Does, like, a spirit appear and fucking
grabs
your arm?
It's like a Final Destination scenario where it's like you get a whole like set of events happening just to break a
bone. Like laying in beds covered in bubble wrap.
You see like a bowling ball on a shelf like slowly rolling towards you. It's like going straight for your like your calf. You're like, no.
Lightning strikes, your dog runs around and fucking trips a telephone wire, wraps around your leg and pulls you up. Just all kinds of crazy shit.
See, like, I think that would be funny. Like yeah, it would suck. Obviously it would suck getting your bone breaking.
Verbal trademark. This is our short film. Nobody can take this.
This is our idea.
That's funny. We should definitely make a short about that.
But I just like it would suck getting your bone breaking. But think it, every month you got a new story on how you broke your bone.
I like the idea that something has to happen to you.
And then plus you walk away with $10,000.
You just look at the clock.
That'd be funny. You sound like that demon that appears. He just breaks your leg and tosses $10,000 on your chest. Spits on you.
Get yourself cleaned up. Yeah. You make me sick.
You make me sick.
All this for $10,000.
Blood all over your fucking sheets.
Come on, Sam. Rethink it. Are you really going to deny it?
Are you going to wipe those tears with $100
bills?
I've never broken a bone, though, so I can't really talk on this.
Yeah, I've never broken a bone. Yeah.
That was my next question. It's because, like, it does, some bones don't take a month to heal. It's like 7.
No, but this
so
is
there's
like a
chance you'll have two. Okay,
yeah, like, magically, it will heal by the end of the month.
But okay, then, it swaps it out for something else immediately. Yeah. Like, one, you're like, oh, my leg feels better. Oh, my arm! Fuck!
We'll twist the rules a little bit. I will give you an hour of no broken bones, just so you can like feel
dude,
alive.
No, I don't want that.
I wouldn't even want that hour.
Yeah, no, it'd be so stressful.
What about a day?
I'll give it a
day.
You get a day to like.
That day to just be normal.
To hype yourself up. To like.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you're standing here. Come on, you bitch. Come on, you little bitch. What? What are you going to break now, bitch?
You're slapping your face, but as soon as the clock strikes 12, you accidentally like snap your neck on the last slap. And you're like, no.
You just fucking slap it, and then your wrist just goes numb. And just, your wrist just breaks.
What if I boosted
that's
up
so,
the cash,
dude?
What if I like?
I just imagine like I'm walking down the street in this scenario, and like a fucking like all of a sudden my like alarm goes off, and I'm like, oh my god!
Yeah, you got a little watch.
Yeah,
no, not now.
I was supposed to be home hours ago. And then you're running like, and like getting chased by a bus.
You take a nap and you wake up. You're like, no, my time is gone.
You just like you wake up and you're like, oh shit, daylight savings. No,
you're on a date. You're in the movie theater, just like
fuck.
Beep 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 beep.
You take her
turn
home.
Turn that off, asshole. Oh fuck!
I gotta get out of here.
You start running for the exit. Your ankle snaps.
You see one guy stand up in the movie theater and turn to you. You're like, fuck, dude.
Yeah, it's the fucking demon.
It's the Grim Reaper.
He's got a crowbar.
Yeah.
You're like, motherfucker. He's like, sit down, asshole. Yeah.
He's like, shut that fucking alarm off. You turn around, it's the Grim Reaper. He's got, he's got his popcorn. He's smiling at you. He pulls out a baseball bat, just swings it at the back of your head.
Imagine you're like a news anchor at some point, like in the future. You're just like, your timer goes up there, and the demon's like in the background, like on the street sidewalk where the civilians walk by through the window. There,
he's got the newspaper with holes ripped in it for his eyes.
Just watching.
He just throws it down.
You're beat live on television. They're like, what the fuck? Who is that guy?
I'm here live with, what the fuck?
Who's that?
No, he's got a gun club.
It's like, sorry, I just got to break this. It's not breaking. God, backing his car over you.
Please.
Dude, I don't know what amount of money could make me do that shit. That sounds awful.
What if I boosted it to 20 grand? That's double the amount. 20 grand.
Is that enough for me to like never work again?
20 grand a month?
I would take. I would
take OnlyFans money.
I would do 80. Wait, no. Oh, yeah, because it would be. So how much is that a year? 20 grand? If it was 120, so it would be.
Maybe 240.
All right.
I want at least 400 a year.
400 grand a year? Oh, a year.
A year. A year.
I was about to say,
no.
A month?
Not a month.
You greedy motherfucker. Break a bone.
It's one bone.
I'm thinking like I could just live on salary and it'll be my job to get my bread.
How about?
That's all I have to worry about.
Max offer 50 grand a month. Oh, 50 grand a month. So that will give you.
Dude, I literally would have done it for 10 grand. 50 grand, I'm definitely down. Actually, grand. I got another twist. It's the mob who has to...
The mob
shows up every day.
The mob is always chasing you down, but they will personally give you 50 grand a month.
Dude,
if they get to use you as an
example. I'd do 50 grand a month.
I would do 50 grand, yeah. And I would accept the mob.
If the mob gets to use you as an example. Like, it's like, whenever somebody has a pamp, they just bring you in every month.
Do you know how bad ass you would look? You're like, you're in the streets of Japan and like people are like, you're with your friends, like you
people just
them
start
on a
running
trip, and all of a sudden you see like a gang of motorcycle riding like Yakuza members,
Yakuza.
Just like circling around you,
because like the mob changes based on where you are,
depending on
it's
the
not
location.
Yeah, depending on the location. Yakuza.
And your friends are just like, they're outside the motorcycle circle, and they're like, what's happening? What's happening? You're like, guys, I got this.
Fuck you guys. You sound like a badass.
You're trying to put it on a show.
Yeah, fuck you.
But
you're not
in your
taking
head,
me.
It's like, it's only one bone. It's only one bone.
It's just for
what
show.
What are they
going
to break?
Not the face. Not the face.
They fucking throw a bag over your head, throw you in a van. Oh, your friends God. Are just like, holy shit.
I'll text you later.
Are you allowed to, like, is like a superhero thing? Are you allowed to tell your identity? Like, are you allowed to tell anybody your situation?
You cannot.
I just imagine the watch goes off at dinner and you're like, sorry guys, work. And then you step outside.
You go outside and get pulled into a van.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Where does that guy work? I'm afraid to ask.
What does he do?
Yeah, I would definitely do it for the mob. If it was the mob and if it was 50 grand a month, I would 100%.
I'd do anything 50 grand a month, even if it's the I like the Grim Reaper showing up.
The Grim
Reaper? It's like the same dude. It's like, sup, man.
You're signing the magical paperwork on the contract, and they have like a little checklist, and it's like select one, and it's going to be like demon, mob.
Yeah, it'll be like demon, mob, and then the third option should be like the movie, like It Follows, or it could be anybody.
Oh,
like it's just
random.
Anybody. Just it's like, just a random person. Like, you'll be just like at the grocery store, and this old lady will just grab your arm and break it. You'll be like, fuck. It's just always someone different. Like when
she
just
suplexes you, and then you break your spine. You're like, ah.
Yeah. And also, you should be indestructible too. Like, you can't die. Like, if it's if it's your neck, you just live that month with a broken neck. It just dangles. That's fucking funny. That's a really good scenario. I really like
that
one.
Mike's
you.
The king of them, man.
I appreciate
We haven't had one in a while.
I know. My favorite one was still from when we were playing PUBG, dude. There was just we can't even describe it because it was so awful and vile.
There's some,
but like ever since then, I'm like, Mike just knows the best scenarios.
There's some, I think PUBG was definitely like the golden days. Of
that
like
was
finding,
peak.
Thinking of those scenarios, it was. It's just so fun.
I know, and you're just like walking through the
you're
battlefield.
You're in that pregame lobby.
Yeah.
Or you're just like waiting to like drop, and
it's
like,
so
what would you
fun.
Guys do? Or, it's fun. Yeah, yeah, they're I appreciate great. That one.
And he's the motherfucking king of them, man.
It's always fun bringing up the incest ones to Noah, though.
Oh, it's so fun.
Or about his wife.
He's just so, like, obviously he's so against it, but it's just funny to hear the reaction. Is he, though?
Yeah, he's intrigued by it.
Sure?
Blows up, you say. Like,
I would never sleep never. With your sister. Maybe?
No, I okay, think.
I would never. Unless, I don't know, shit, maybe.
Guys, we can't link this podcast to our friends.
No.
Why?
They have to find it on their own.
I just got to say, at this point, we got to have Noah as like a guest because I think we've mentioned him like almost every episode.
We'll do a post-marriage interview.
Yeah. No, like, right, coming on, you bitch. Just every sentence is you bitch.
You bitch.
We do have one more mic slot, so that we can only have one guest
until
we
time.
Upgrade to a fucking 8-channel mixer or some
we
shit.
We don't need that many
crazy.
Guests or anything like that.
Yeah,
we just need
one guest
at a
time.
Yeah,
so
one
far.
Guest at a time, and then
if we ever get like a duo guest,
then
we're in. They're gonna have to share.
No, we don't even have chairs right now. Let's not focus.
Our budget is very low.
You're right. Chairs first.
You guys are sitting on the ground, and I'm sitting on a fucking footstool.
I really do like this corner, though. I think you got it more rough.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of tucked.
You can lean against the wall, Mike.
I do. The only thing is, like, sometimes
the
door.
Yeah.
The door.
Yeah.
It's pushed against my bed, though, so it's fine.
I'm not, sometimes it makes a noise, and I'm like, paranoid that it'll pick up.
Oh, yeah. But we definitely need to, I'll get rid of this footstool. We'll get some chairs in here.
I have yet to listen to one of these episodes back, so I don't know how the audio is.
Oh, it sounds great.
I listen
to them. I was driving.
Because I'm just mixing on the fly, and I'm like, I hope to God it turns out this
sound really well, actually. All right,
good, dude.
I'm actually really impressed.
Hell yeah.
Because, like, I listen to when I'm driving Eat Street. It's like, I throw it on. I'm like, I listen to my old podcast. Like, that egotistical. Yeah. But, like, it saves me time, like, sitting here at my desk listening to it through. I can just listen to it in my car.
No, that's
and then
all
come
I
back
do,
to
too.
It.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the same song for 3 days now. It's just mine. You just keep re-listening.
I just listen to them only once at a time. Or, like, once. And then I'm like, okay, cool. But
nice.
I still got to throw. I got to upload them all. So I'll start the upload tomorrow. First one tomorrow.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I want to give them a listen myself. So
our schedule, Tammy and I have decided, 2 podcasts a week.
Yeah.
2 podcasts
I
a
think,
week.
Yeah. We were supposed to have like a meeting or whatever, but
Tammy bought a notebook.
I wrote shit in it, but I just never
Tammy bought
you.
A fucking notebook, so this is kind of serious now.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's going to be, I'm thinking, because we have so much in the bank right now, you know?
Yeah, we have, this is our 4th one that we've recorded.
Oh, shit, I thought we were on 6.
Really?
I thought we had a little more.
I've
this is our 4th.
This is my 3rd one.
And we recorded that
is
one,
four,
you and I, Tammy.
Yeah.
So we have
so
4.
This is 4.
Yeah, well, it'll be Monday, Thursday, I think.
Mondays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
So I'll get on that, I'll record, I'll upload them on.
We have to figure out, we'll talk about it later, we got to figure out where, name, and someone's got to Photoshop some shit together.
Yeah, I can do
or
all
I'll
that.
I'll dig through my fucking hard drive.
I'll take care of the podcast. Podcast would be my project.
Yeah. We just gotta discuss the name, and then we'll move forward.
Yeah, episode 4. That's what we haven't said. Welcome
we
back
even,
to whatever.
Yeah,
we
don't
say,
know
welcome
the
back.
Name.
We don't even have a name for it yet.
It's a work in progress.
But, yeah, we have mics and a mixer, so fuck it, podcast.
Fuck yeah.
Right? We're in our 20s. This is what we do.
Fuck
yeah. Podcast shit. And then after this, I'm going to stream tonight.
Nice, dude, really?
Yeah, I am.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome, actually.
So.
We got shit going, you know?
We got stuff going.
Yeah,
we got stuff going. Fuck y'all. We got stuff going for us.
You got to start somewhere, you know?
This is really entertaining, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's just us talking about our setup. And
I'm sure this is good content.
Yeah,
but
they're not bad except for that weird cut in the podcast where
yeah,
there was like a
weird super audio glitch.
Yeah, it was like there was like 30 seconds of silence
yeah,
or something.
Fucking weird.
Really
man.
Weird glitch.
But
yeah.
But to our defense, that was our first ever silence in the first 4
yeah.
episodes.
And it was slightly on purpose because I wanted to ride the tension.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was about to say something. I wanted to ride it.
I just had nothing.
Yeah,
I come into these things nothing.
I legitimately was like, oh, I wonder what else we're going to talk about. And then I just like stared at Jordan for a little bit.
I looked at the ground. I was like, I saw Mike look at me and I looked down. I was like, I don't know. I brought my things. I said the Capitol thing and the Elon Musk thing. Those are my 2 big events. Actually, 3rd event. Kanye West and Jeffree Star. Did you guys hear about that?
Fucking
no. What happened?
You guys, okay, first things first, you guys you guys got to prepare better. Get on Twitter, both of you.
Dude,
get on Twitter more.
That news sucks. Why would I care about that?
All right. Well, All right, well, we'll do it. We'll do a little thing. Jordan will be the current event guy.
Okay. Okay.
I'm
just here.
We gotta like have our own niches because he's like current events.
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out.
We
just gotta stay on top of things. We gotta stay like,
we're not a news podcast. Yeah, it's not the same fucking Spectrum News, man.
Spectrum News. That just
you want controversy.
You know what the fuck?
Damn, dude.
I don't think any mics picked that up. So my dog just barked. Yeah, just for context.
Fucking ghost in the house or a robber?
Probably both. Ghost.
What's
robber.
Your third piece of daily news?
Oh, Jeffree Star and Kanye West. Kanye cheated on Kim with Jeffree Star.
No way. He's gay?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Allegedly.
I was going to say, I don't think that happened.
But Jeffree Star said it was true.
What was that? Of course he did. Why wouldn't he?
Because there was a TikToker the beauty or whatever, like makeup YouTuber or whatever on TikTok. She's like, so she pretty much outed it. And then Jeffree Star said, yep. And I was like, okay. But it was really funny because like on Twitter, it came out the same day that the Capitol thing happened.
Jesus.
So that there was a tweet and then someone said, not right now, but we could come back to this. like, all this Capitol shit was going on. It's like, not right now, but we're finna come back to this one. And it was, oh my God.
Was it like, so like, did the
sex
talker,
Mike?
No.
They had sex.
I'm not asking what happened. did the TikToker like release like screenshots or something?
She implied it. She said that everybody in the beauty community knows about it, and then like outed it, and then everybody was talking about it, and then I think Jeffree Star made a video about it, but I don't watch it.
Jesus, what did Kanye say?
He hasn't said anything.
It's kind of fucked.
But dude, Kanye's kind of fucking losing his mind, like. Like, he's always been kind of crazy, but, like, lately he's been going really off the deep end.
He has to be going through some shit.
He's not mentally unstable. He's mentally unwell. He's got bipolar. He's got a few things going right now. Also, Kim is leaving him.
Oof.
Yeah, so. I think it's, like, it sucks because...
Kim's single?
He's, like, doing something really stupid, and it's clear signs that he needs help, but then people are kind of, like... in a weird way, like, glorifying it, or like, that's Kanye.
They meme
like,
him, yeah. They meme him hard.
Where it's like, they don't give him the right attention.
Yeah.
That's how people die, man.
It's fine.
Straight and simple. That's exactly how it happens.
It's fine. And, like, it's also kind of fucked for, I mean, obviously, it's fucked to cheat on your significant other.
Is that what happened? She cheated on him?
No, he cheated on her.
Oh, Jesus
With Jeffree
Christ.
Star, oh, of my. All goddamn people.
Right.
That's so strange.
That's just...
That's weird, right?
That's rough. Kim's going through it, man. Poor girl.
It's just so weird, but they're getting a divorce anyways, too, so that's crazy.
They have kids, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Damn.
No wins out here for Kanye. It's just damn.
There's all these L's,
I'm just looking
man.
For some good news. There's nothing.
Dude.
Yeah, there really is no good news with that story.
I miss the old Kanye.
I think we all miss the old Kanye.
The 2010s Kanye.
But yeah, poor fucker.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
But yeah.
I mean, I guess that's what you get though for cheating.
I think the marriage that's was true, over yeah. before that, and then he just went on. I don't know the fucking backstory. I don't know the lore about it.
Are we letting that idiot in?
Yeah, he's just out there whining. They don't.
Ugh.
Look, like. I understand that, like, not all marriages are going to end up happy or like, there's obvious strain and stuff.
Dude,
but.
Mine will. What the fuck? My marriage is going to be sick, man.
Relationships are fucking hard. Yes.
That's why I'm not in one yet. It's until I want to be. And then my marriage, 8 kids, maybe 9.
Damn.
Oh, it depends on what we're feeling when we're living in our skyscraper.
From your 50 grand
that I
that
built
you get.
That I built in the nearby farm.
Yeah, don't you want 50 grand a month so you can provide for your family?
Have I ever told you my crazy skyscraper plan?
No, I don't think you have.
I do it every time. I think it was with Jordan when we drive past like the country.
Yep.
Like right once you get out of city limits where I usually drive, there's just like this field for sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the perfect thing for this town?
A skyscraper.
I just build a goddamn skyscraper right there.
Yeah,
empty, bare bones. It doesn't operate.
That blocks.
We're talking like a big city size skyscraper.
Big city right there skyscraper. To block all the sunlight from all the nearby farms. Yeah, it can't fucking grow their crops because there's just a big shadow.
Just imagine there's just one giant skyscraper.
No
in
floors,
our city.
Nothing. It's
nothing.
Just,
it's just bare bones.
It's just the wind will knock like, that shit down.
I was about to ask like what, how, what would you fill every single floor with?
Nothing. It would just be the structure. That nobody can use the actual skyscraper. It's just gonna be there.
No, dude, that's the perfect plan. And then you sell it for twice the profit.
Yeah, and then they
now
renovate.
You're not the bad guy now because whoever owns it's the bad guy.
You guys can build it however you want to.
You should like if you actually do turn it to the house, like turn it into a house where it's like the penthouse is like the main house.
That'd be cool.
But then if you want, be a dick to like anyone who spends the night. Like, yeah, the guest bedroom is like in one of the floors, but I'm not going to tell you which floor it's on.
Between 90, it's between floor 70 and floor 99.
Yeah, like,
and there's 100 rooms a floor. Go.
They're just jiggling every single doorknob in existence.
Testing their key.
Yeah, damn, that's fucked up.
That was, oh man, that would also be. I gotta imagine that would be pretty spooky to explore at night.
Right?
Like, obviously, it's not gonna be haunted.
That's the goal.
Just built
it's just
gonna
be a relic for the city, you know? Like,
do you
people
know,
can go
dude,
in it.
Honestly, we're getting close to like getting tall buildings in this town. Like, this town is growing fast.
I don't know how. Like, we can't go like too tall though. I don't.
Every
think.
Vacant lot that I've noticed is like it's getting something built there now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
we got
fair.
Like some like low key millionaires here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because like every now and then you see like the Porsches and the Teslas
mm-hmm.
drive around. You're like,
dude, for real?
That guy makes money.
It's becoming yeah. and like crime is getting bigger. So that's another indicator of a big city.
I think that's partly I heard because like a lot of like prisoners migrated, so a lot of people from Milwaukee are moving to Fond du Lac, and then from Fond du Lac it's trickling up. That's what I hear, at least,
okay.
on my daily geographic news.
Outside of Fond du Lac, there's Tichita, which is a big women's facility.
That too.
So there's already a big maximum security prison down there, too.
So I think
and
it's
we
trickling.
Already have one of our own, too.
It's trickling from, like, down south coming
yeah.
up.
But it's like we're getting crime. We're getting, like, more things built. But it's just weird, man. Like, this is such an in-between city.
We have a lot of banks, too.
We
so many fucking banks.
Is that like uncommon? I feel like that's uncommon. There's a lot of banks.
There's
here.
A lot of banks and credit unions. I think that is uncommon.
I think this is like a low
for
key millionaires, like lay low.
Yeah, for as many as we have.
Yeah, there's like, well, there's a lot of money laundering. That vacuum store, dude.
Yeah,
it's
that's
money laundering.
True. This town is, oh my God.
Holy fuck.
We figured it out.
Dude, you think Rhapsody's is still open for a reason?
Oh
that is money
my
laundering.
God.
I always knew their ice cream was so shitty.
And then they just build a bank
there's
when they
no
make it.
There's no way
up.
It could have
yeah,
stood this long.
Front, dude.
Holy shit. And then they just build a bank, store it all. It's only one guy.
Yeah, one guy just owns the bank. So
holy
just looks,
fuck.
It looks normal. Holy shit. Wouldn't that be a fucked up money laundering? It's just a bank. You just put all your money in your own bank. It's like, that's legal. It's in the bank.
Dude.
We're in it. We're in the future, boys. And then our town's
going to
become too big.
Future.
Dude,
our town's going to become too big. And then it's going to get scary.
I don't know if I want to see this town get like super
I really
weird,
don't either.
In a weird way.
It's kind of nice the way it's at.
It's so in between right now.
I like it like that.
I wish our downtown was better though.
That I can agree with that.
I'd like more places to walk.
That's true. Yeah, you can only walk in like one spot now.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to be able to walk from place to place better.
I would like a little bit more like flashy sights.
Yeah.
Or something
like
that.
Or like more nightlife too.
Yeah, just so like, we used to like take walks to like the light bridge
yeah.
and stuff mm-hmm. or like you know, just like more locations where it's like
it's
it
casual.
Looks special. Like or
the river
and it's
walk's
casual
pretty
to walk
sweet now, right? And now though, like they've redid all the Riverwalk stuff
ooh.
And Cassidy and I went down there and walked it too and they have one over by Lake Butamore as well.
That's good. Yeah, I just want more sites like that just so it's worth exploring.
And I really want everything just to be more modernized, to be honest. We have a lot of old looking places. Did you guys know that big fucking ugly white building on Main? They're turning that into a super nice apartment building
with the
oh fucking hell,
not the Opera House, right?
No, over by like, here, I'm going to see if I saw the picture saved. If I don't, then forget I said anything.
Apartments?
Sam, while he's finding the thing that he's looking for,
yeah.
If you could add one thing to Oshkosh, or I'm never allowed to talk about it. Bleep that out. Bleep that out.
We can say it.
I mean, we've already outed where we live.
All right.
Who's going to track us down?
If you could add one thing to Oshkosh, what would you add?
It's a good question. Because
it could be like a food place. It could be like a clothing place.
I honestly think we're pretty solid on food, to be honest. I would add, and we have an arcade now. Fuck. What do we need? I'd add a trampoline park.
A trampoline park?
Yeah. That would be sick. If we just clear out the lot next to Mineshaft and like get rid of all those buildings and instead just put a giant trampoline park.
Okay.
We can have the ultimate.
The fuck you want to bulldoze a bunch of already existing places?
Dude. Who needs them? We'll leave Rogan's shoes. They can stay. But the buildings next to them, they're going to get demolished for a trampoline park. And then you could hit the arcade.
Yeah.
Have a nice dinner. And then just go jump around, man.
Okay.
I think that'd be
that
sick.
That ugly-ass building.
Oh,
yeah. I use that building until I know when to turn.
Isn't that fucking weird? That's what they're going to try to turn it into.
That makes sense.
That'd be dope.
Right, dude?
It's a lot of apartments. Why do we need that many apartments?
We have so many apartments in this town, too.
Yeah, why?
Dude, they keep building them. I noticed that, too. I drive around, I'm like, what are they building there? More fucking apartments.
Yeah.
Build some houses.
I mean, that's perks of being a bigger city now.
No, dude.
They need more living spaces.
Yeah.
But I don't want to live in an apartment. It used to be easier to rent a house.
Yeah. Well,
everything's
now
apartments
I'm stuck
now.
In apartments.
Yeah,
at
man.
At this point, we lost that luxury.
Like,
yeah,
our
right?
age,
I hate
we're
that.
Not even going to be able to own a house at this point. Like,
dude, we could. It's just going to be, like, really stupid to do it. Because there's just going to be a bunch of apartments around. It's and I don't want to buy a house here.
Yeah, recently, like, you just, like, you look at the house market, and, like, the only thing that's rentable is, like, in the college area.
Yeah, and like, it's nothing else.
Unless it's, like, rent to own.
It seems, yeah, that people who move here like to stay here. Like,
no,
somehow.
Well, like, as a kid, but growing up, I was, like, if I, like, ever wanted to, like, settle down and, like, raise a family, like, I would thought, like, Oshkosh would be a good place to.
I would honestly stay here, too. It's kind of nice.
But, with how Oshkosh is progressing, it's starting to become like, I don't even think I could buy a house here at this point because it's all occupied.
And if you do buy a house, it's going to be like a little bit older, run down, and you're going to have
to
do
really
all
building
that.
New houses.
No.
They kind of are though, some places, but like.
There's like new neighborhoods they put up. Like I drive by those all the
time. Yeah.
But I don't know how, we don't get a lot of those compared to the apartments like you're saying.
But yeah, there's just so many goddamn. Is this entertaining?
It is to us.
We're just talking about our fucking town. But
yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's weird, man. Like,
the fuck?
What are we at?
102.
I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. Now,
I mean, if it's 102, we can probably wrap here, huh?
Yeah, if you want, we can end it right now.
Hey, give us a comment. Would you break a bone every month for $50,000?
Tell us what you think in the comments down below. Make sure you guys subscribe and like if you guys enjoy.
What would you add to our list? <What would you? laughs>
God damn.
Maybe
it.
Maybe a Dave and Buster's or a strip club. I don't think we have a strip club specifically in Oz.
No, we don't.
What the fuck's your problem, dog?
Paul Red doesn't like strip clubs.
Wow, he really doesn't want a strip club here.
Yeah, holy shit, that scared the hell out of me.
All right,
thank you guys for listening. If you guys did enjoy, please leave a like and subscribe. Just listen to more of this. All right, goodbye. Everybody say goodbye.
Hey, take it easy.
Bye.